hour as we get into the action. Lots of things happening in this hour of the Good Day program, including our usual focus on the important stories of the day, at least some of them anyway. Plus, we have our dumpster diver, the Queen of Cheap. Did I just say that like a New Englander? Our dumpster diva?
Diva.
The diva.
The diva diving.
All right, so Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, and Jennifer is off today. I'll tell you that story later on in the hour. Ken Kessler is here. We're going to meet a fellow who is actually the creator of some very interesting information about what Roberta does best. Peter Brown Hoffmeister will join us. First, though, Roberta tells us what her report will include in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Ooh, we got free paint. We got quite a deal on Opie nail polishes. We've got a really unusual photo deal for you. And big savings for seniors today only at Walgreens. And we're going to tell you all about that.
All right, so we'll meet Mr. Hoffmeister, who has written about dumpster diving specifically.
Getting yourself some free food.
Free food. Yeah. All right, so we'll meet him in just a moment.
Places you might not expect.
Stand by for free food here on Good Day.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moving into the action here on the Good Day program, 10 past the hour. The report that we've had here for how many years? How long have we been doing this dumpster dive?
I don't even know. Four or 5 years,
Cheap,
maybe?
Yeah, right. There's a picture of Roberta somewhere on the website in an evening gown jumping into a dumpster.
Which is a real story. It's just a reenactment of a
right.
real story.
Right, yeah. So she's good at that. Now along comes Peter Brown Hoffmeister, who has written a book called Graphic the Valley, a dumpster diving source of free food in a bad economy. Peter, nice to have you on board. I don't know if you knew that we had someone who was doing what you have done as well here on the program. So, Roberta Fasinelli, meet Peter Brown Hoffmeister.
Ah, Peter, a kindred spirit.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I think Peter takes it to a little bit of a new and different level, though.
Well...
I don't know.
The idea here...
Roberta's looking for a lamp.
I'm looking for stuff.
You're sustaining your family's meals out of the dumpster.
Why did you do this, Peter?
We've just we just tried to think about, you know, you have your segment, The Queen of Cheap. That it's a little bit like that. It kind of extends beyond food and thinking about, like, not buying any clothing and, you know, biking to work and also not buying any furniture, just taking discarded furniture from other people, you know. So it's more like a full lifestyle thing.
All right, so this is actually fiction. The book is based on your lifestyle or the lifestyle of somebody that you followed. Who is it that we're following here?
Oh, yeah, the book is actually, Graphic the Valley, the novel, is fiction. You know, it's a rewrite of Samson's life, but in modern Yosemite, so it has love, lust, violence, coyotes, a little bit of dumpster diving, you know. But it follows this protagonist who's actually living off the 120 road, and he has always lived in the valley, and I've camped with the so-called dirtbags in Yosemite Valley. That's what they call themselves. Mm-hmm. And the dirtbags actually, they live long-term in the valley, and so they decide that they're going to hike and camp and climb and be in the Yosemite National Park, but because they're living there long-term, in some cases, this one guy named Chongo Chuck was there for 38 years. They've got to find sources of free food.
All right.
So they finish tourist leftovers in Curry Village, which I've done with them, and they go through bear boxes and take whatever food is left over, which I've also done. And
these are the people in the book, but I want to know about your personal experiences because you have lived this lifestyle. You're a teacher, I understand. So in the summertime, have you gone out from your home in Oregon, and whether you've done it locally or you've gone all over the country, it would seem, looking for what is in these dumpsters that you can live on, and that's what a lot of people actually do, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done it in Yosemite. It's amazing. It's amazing how much waste is going on. I know I read recently that we're throwing away about 40% of our food in the United States. Yeah. And so when you're in Yosemite Valley, you see that kind of waste. And
what's the worst?
Real life, not fiction.
What's the grossest thing that you ever got out of a dumpster that you ate?
Good question.
I'm going to ask that same question of Roberta. the worst thing you ever got out of a dumpster that you actually kept. I think it's worth.
No, I'm totally on board with this. We have so much waste in this country.
God.
We were just talking yesterday about, you know, I'm watching the cooking channel and in a restaurant saying they make 1,500 of this a day or 3,000 of that a week. And there's no way that all this food gets eaten. We get served so much in these restaurants, and this is my big pet peeve, because Peter, I know that you've gone into the trash cans of bakeries and taken out their day old bread and had that, and it's just have to start using this waste.
That kind of stuff I do on the farm, Peter. I have we're talking to Peter Brown Hoffmeister, who's the author of Graphic the Valley. He's a dumpster diver. The book is about, even though a fictional character, it's about reality in our society where all the food is going. These grocery stores won't use anything that's over a day old in terms of bread. So I go around with one of my guys and collect the bread and feed it to my cows. I have a dairy farm, and we get truckloads of bakery products that everybody, never mind the cows, all the people who work on the farm take this stuff home.
So, Peter, do you have relationships with these people that you get food from? I mean, will, like, the bakery know you and see you and go, oh, great, good, it's not going to waste?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this started for me actually when I was six, when we lived in Tucson. We were on the Safeway food program. So we would get all of their outdated cans, box food, bakery goods, milk, cheese, peanut butter, everything, one pallet a week. So we had Tuesdays, and my family got all of that food from behind the store every Tuesday. And that, you know, started me thinking, wait a second, what's going on here, you know? And then later when we lived in Seattle, my parents started getting all their furniture for free out of the dumpsters at the University of Washington, and we were like, oh, my gosh, there's furniture, there's food, and then we started getting clothing, and now I do that as an adult. And
all right. So there are two things, it seems to me, Richie and Roberta and Kenny and Peter, that are themes here. One of them is the need that some people have for this, and two, the availability of all this stuff, mostly food, but as you just suggested, there are a lot of things in our society, stuff gets thrown away by people maybe of means who are just tired of having a table in the corner, so they take the table and put it out, and maybe somebody, if you put a free sign on, somebody will take it and bring it home and use it, or somebody tosses it in the dumpster, depending if it's an apartment, your building manager says, okay, let's just throw it in the trash. But there is untold waste. That's Richie's point.
And thank God for Craigslist and local neighborhood Facebook pages, because I have stuff that I normally would have thrown away, and these are goods, you know, like kids' toys or clothes or something. And now I just put it on Craigslist, even if I give it away, that somebody else gets some use out of it.
Yeah.
But some people are evil. My friend was working at a restaurant in Tucson, and they would have the employees dump bleach on the food before they put it in the dumpster.
Oh, goodness.
So that homeless people wouldn't come near the restaurant.
Well, you know, I tell a story. My family was in the restaurant business, Peter, for many, many years, and we had a huge catering hall. And at the end of the night, there'd be trays of food left over, sausage and peppers, veal piccata, roast beef, and lots of bread and lots of coffee, all left over that by law we were supposed to discard. But what I would do is I would make sandwiches out of it. I'd have the kitchen guys make sandwiches, get cups of hot coffee, wrap them up, put them in paper bags, and I'd send them out and distribute it to the homeless people.
Oh, my gosh.
And wow. We would do that after every party because I could not throw this food away. It was just against my entire, you know, being.
So, Peter, what's your goal here? You write this book, and it's in a fictional book, but you actually live the lifestyle. And then we all talk about just the waste nationwide between household and manufacturer and restaurant businesses. What is your ultimate goal?
I mean, part of it is, you know, just respecting the natural world. That's ties to my second book, which was nonfiction, Let Them Be Eaten by Bears, A Fearless Guide to Taking Kids into the Great Outdoors. I want our kids and the next generation and my grandkids to be thinking, you know, what really matters in this world. And the characters in the novel care about time and beauty rather than money and perfection. And that's kind of what I'm hoping going forward is that we stop, you know, at least some of us stop and start to think, well, what's important, having the newest, the best, the greatest, leading, winning, all that kind of stuff, or is it more time and relationships? So, yes, I believe in not wasting, but I also believe on the other side, on the positive side, thinking, you know, well, what's most important in this world? And I think people are more important than money or perfection. And so that's kind of the idea that I'm...
That's the story. The National Resources Defense Council says 40% of the food in the U.S. is thrown away every year.
Yep.
That is an
40%.
Unbelievable...
I think part of it, too, is that people don't know how to cook. They don't know how to go in their refrigerator and see, oh, I got a little bit of this left and a little bit of that left, and what can I make out of it?
I remember somebody telling me once, so this is, I made you a wonderful dinner. Well, the dinner came from the Whole Foods store and got heated up. That's the way some people think about this. All right, lots of, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought here, Peter. Thank you. Peter Brown Hoffmeister, the book is called The Valley. It's the dumpster diving lifestyle here to 20 past the hour.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Oh. It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's now 53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time in our week for us to focus on startup companies. Mike Hayes interviewing Riley Swenson and Caleb Light, co-founders of PowerPractical.com. And they discovered they are poster boys for crowdfunding, in addition to whatever else it is that they've done there, in terms of building a factory, creating jobs in America. That's a great story. Mike Hayes here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm broadcaster Mike Hayes. I had the pleasure of talking with Orrin Kleft today. With 12 years of experience as an investment banker, Orrin Kleft has extensive experience raising capital, hundreds of millions of dollars, selling companies, and closing complex deals. He's author of the breakthrough bestseller on Amazon and published by McGraw-Hill called Pitch Anything. I asked Orrin Kleft to describe our crowdfunderslist.com website. Here's what he said.
Today, if you need to raise money or get some capital into a project that you're working on, the traditional ways have gone by the wayside. It used to be you would go to Uncle Bob, you would go to the bank, and the three other people that you knew. And when you got a no, that meant your project was over. Today, it's totally different. You can reach people all over the world, and unless you just arrived here from the lost city of Atlantis, you know that crowdfunding, Kickstarter, Indiegogo are tools in which you can get capital into your deal. But using those tools requires know-how, it requires education, and it requires people to help you out. It is no longer the case that you can put your robotic arm, your new movie, your different kind of pen up on these networks and have hundreds of thousands of dollars roll in. Today, there is a small, select group of people who care about what is working, what are the best tools to use, what are the methodologies, and that small group is helping each other out. And the difference between people who are in that group working together to find ways to do it is the difference between getting funded or just being an also-ran in the crowdfunding revolution.
Orrin Kleft, thanks for joining me.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you guys again. Thanks for having me, Mike, and we look forward to doing it again.
We'll have more with Orrin Kleft next week. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, visit crowdfunderslist.com. That's crowdfunderslist.com. Riley Swenson and Caleb Light are two of the founders of PowerPractical.com. I consider them two of the poster boys for crowdfunding. Starting a factory and creating jobs.
Back when Riley and I joined the team, it was back in the fall of 2011, and the two inventors, David and Paul, had invented this really cool thing called the Power Pot, which is a little backpacking cooking pot that whenever you add water and stick it over a fire, the thermoelectric technology that's built into it is able to take the temperature difference and make electricity, which then you're able to charge smartphones and GoPro cameras and rechargeable headlamps, all the typical things you would carry with you in the backcountry. And so we joined the team, and we didn't have any money. We talked to a friend that gave us some cash so that we could do a little bit of marketing and order some products. We started doing some tests, and we were like, you know, what would be really cool is if we went on Kickstarter. And so we went on Kickstarter, made a $50,000 funding goal. 30 days later, we raised $126,000 and pre-sold roughly 1,000 Power Pots. And then we're like, great, you know, we're a bunch of 20-year-old dudes that just raised 126 grand, and now we have to fulfill 1,000 Power Pots. So we took all the cash. We built a shop in Salt Lake City, Utah. We ordered enough supplies to build 2,000 Power Pots, and we just had a little bit of cash left, so we're like, what can we do? So we convinced a bunch of our friends to come in, and for a little bit of beer and pizza, they helped us build 1,000 Power Pots over the course of last summer. We were able to close a seed round of funding, and we've hired 10 other people, and so now our company has 12 full-time employees. We're doing some big box tests with like Bass Pro Shop and Sportsman's Warehouse and Eastern Mountain Sports. We realized and saw this need for a simple USB meter that would simply tell you how much power is being drawn to your device. And so after having previously crowdfunded, we knew that Kickstarter would be an awesome platform. And so we spent some time, built a video, arranged all the sourcing and manufacturing, and launched the product. And in the last, you know, 3.5 days, we've been able to raise almost $40,000, which is well beyond what we were with our initial Kickstarter campaign with the Power Pot. So it's been an awesome ride. Super stoked on the progress we've made thus far, and super excited for what's in store for the future.
Visit Kickstarter.com, search Practical Meter, and see for yourself. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, visit crowdfunderslist.com. That's crowdfunderslist.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining me on Crowdfunding Success Stories.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now, and you can boost your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-239-2754. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-239-2754. 1-800-239-2754. 1-800-239-2754.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Monday, Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Paula Deen, over the weekend, apparently had her publisher drop the publication of her next cookbook, Paula Deen's New Testament, 250 Favorite Recipes All Lightened Up.
Which I'll tell you what is stupid about that.
Thought it was number one.
The number one seller on Amazon, and the book didn't even come out until October.
So what's the matter with that?
I don't know. I was just telling Excellent Ken question. Off the air. I am so sick to death of this. Yeah. There are people doing really, really bad things out there. Chris Brown beating up Rihanna, football players killing each other, and people are crucifying Paula Deen. Now, I know what she said is wrong. I'm not trying to make light of what she said at all or what she was trying to do, but my
Much
gosh.
Much ado about nothing as far as I'm concerned.
It's like, I mean, this whole lady's life is ruined.
And I'm not a fan of hers, but I'll tell you,
it's ridiculous.
Over the top.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. So,
I mean, words are words. You know, people are actually using their actions to do bad things. It's like, let's focus on them for a little bit.
Yep. Well, because they play football, it's more important to give them a second chance. Paula Deen doesn't do any of that stuff. We have a double standard here that's nauseating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go back to what we were saying. Just joining us, I was talking a few minutes ago about the prison population, and Jennifer was sort of chastising me because I said that I think once you get old enough to not be a danger to society, especially if it's white-collar criminals, I don't even believe in the first place they ought to be in jail to begin with. Bernie Madoff, there's no reason for him to be in jail. There's no reason for this guy, Brooke, the son of Brooke Astor.
So I wasn't chastising you. I said, what do we do then?
What
because
do we do?
Older people still commit crimes. So let's say Bernie Madoff doesn't probably deserve to be in a nice, plush old folks home to spend his last days. So what do we do with him?
Bernie Madoff should have had all of his money taken away from him.
I agree with you.
And redistributed been, yes. to the people that he screwed. Other than that, putting him in jail
it's
does
not doing
nothing.
I agree.
Any more than putting people in jail for drug offenses does anything. You put the hardcore drug dealers, rapists, murderers, those people should be in jail, and you throw away the key.
See, I actually have a plan for you.
You have a plan?
Yes, that's actually what I was getting at. The reason I said, what do we do with them? I think people that do white-collar crimes should be put to work to earn money back to repay their debts.
Yes.
Now, even if it's someone older, like Bernie Madoff, who may not be able to go out and clean graffiti off of the side of the freeway or pick up trash or whatever it is, I think you can put them to work doing other things, making phone calls for the government or sending out mailers or whatever.
Here's how ridiculous this is. Last year in the United States, you and me spent $16 billion keeping people in jail who are over the age of 65. $16 billion because they are in jail, they get all their health care, they go through the same thing. The law requires that they get the better treatment probably than you and I do who are outside the system. $16 billion providing health care to sick and dying prisoners. In Georgia, prisoners age 65 and older, it's $8,565 on average a year for health care. Health care is $8,500 a year for people in jail over the age of 65 in Georgia. What in the world is the matter with us?
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan, health care for inmates aged 80 and older, $40,000 per person per year. For God's sake, you can send somebody to college for that. What is the matter with our stupid priorities? How much more? Why would you put these people or leave them in jail at that age? It is just more foolish, cretin thinking. You have people who are older being treated for hearing loss, cardiac issues, dementia. You know how much it costs to take care of somebody who's got Alzheimer's or dementia in jail? $46,000 a year.
Yeah, and they can't remember how to commit their crime anyway. They're probably safe to let out.
Jeez.
I might be here all day.
I think you should stick around. 888-553-75. Wait a minute. What's that number?
302 Doug.
There's the number I just gave. Oh, that's Dr. Ken's number. 888-302-3684. I get so many of these numbers. Okay, you want to know about foreign aid?
Love it. Love giving foreign aid to people. Here,
okay.
Take some money.
Let's see here. Mexico, number one.
I can see greasing the palms, or at least they're connected to us.
Let's see. They're getting four. The Mexicans, the Israelis, the Egyptians. They're the ones that get most of the money, or not the largest amount of money, $4 billion a year.
Why Egypt?
Because
Mexico,
they bought them off.
Israel, I know.
Well,
why
because during the the 67 war, I think, Kenny, the Egyptians said, you give us the same amount of money you give the Israelis, we'll stop fighting. So, okay, that was
me
fine.
Too, by the way.
Four billion.
You and I should
that
try
that. That was the end of the war. It was. That was the end
wow.
of the war.
Huh.
A lot of countries in South America, Central America, get a lot of foreign aid from us. Africa, unbelievable amounts of money goes to Africa. A little bit. Do you know that we are you're going to love this, that China gets foreign aid from us?
Of course. We're idiots. We are idiotic.
China,
I mean, really.
Getting foreign
China?
Aid from
That's
us.
That's crazy.
Of course it's crazy.
They own us practically, but let's keep giving them more money.
Yeah. We don't give any money to Canada, Greenland, Iceland.
See, Canada, I could understand.
Scandinavia.
They need it.
Most European countries don't get any aid from us. The Russians don't get any aid from us. The Japanese don't get any aid from us. The Australians don't get any aid from us. A lot of aid to the
Pacific Rim. Isn't that funny? Those are some of our closest friends.
Yeah. Well, they don't need our money. We buy people off. Look at the amount of money that goes. I'm looking at Brazil. Let's see, Brazil gets $25 million. Now, most of the South, that brings us around to Ecuador. The reason we looked this up is because we were wondering about Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the countries, with the exception of, let's see here, what do we have? It's not Colombia. Maybe Colombia. I'm looking at the map trying to figure out. I can't put the map that I'm looking at doesn't have the countries identified. But at any rate, most of the countries in South America, like Ecuador, get $25, $30, $35, $40 million a year from us, somewhere in that vicinity. For what? We don't know. Nobody knows. But we know that we're giving them that much money.
I mean, do we get anything back?
That is Colombia, right? Okay. So anyway, you got to wonder out loud. Look at the money. Back to, I was listening to the local state senator who's running for Congress, because now that Markey won the Senate race in Massachusetts, and he represented this district where I live, he is being replaced. Well, there are three or four people running, and one of them is the local state senator. And she was talking in one of her campaigns. I went to one of her rallies because she's done some things for me, and I thought I'd help her out a little bit one way or the other, see what's what. And then she started talking about the sequester, and she lost me as soon as she said, we need to put the sequester money back in. You look at the money that is wasted. Anybody with a half a brain, with a P for a brain, looks at the way we waste money. God love sequester. There ought to be 10 times as much money set aside or taken out because of this very stuff that we're talking about here. And how many of you knew this kind of money was going to these other countries? And how many of you knew how much was going for prison? I mean, I want to just tell you the stories, and you, never mind rolling your eyeballs and say, wow, thank God for Doug telling us that. What are you doing with the information now that we've given it to you? What are you doing with it? Am I on a rant?
A little bit.
Okay. 19 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, as it's time for a visitation from Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is hot into the barbecue season, hot into cooking out, hot, hot, hot. I thought it was interesting. I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on in your state, Florida, having an embarrassing situation, not once but twice. I remember a couple of weeks ago, we focused in on the Florida Department of Transportation, the interstate sign that misspells Florida.
Yes.
Did you see these signs? Floridia. It's spelled F-L-O-R-D-I-A. Not once, but twice. On Interstate 95 in Jacksonville is one of these locations. The signs are all made by the same company, and it's in Arkansas. And so they just put these signs up, but nobody noticed when they were putting them up. You got to wonder, what in the world is, what do these people think? Or I guess they don't think. Maybe that's the problem. Right? So anyway, Florida news may or may not be important to you, but yeah, it's kind of worth pointing out. It's a good video, actually good graphic, which you can see at Stephen.com. Did I lose? We lost Louis.
I think you offended him.
You think I did. But I think he's a transplanted Floridian. He didn't grow up in Florida. Michael, are you trying to get him back again? What's going on here? Okay.
Call him now.
Every once in a while there's a glitch. There is no such thing as perfection in technology. We know that. Even the simplest things like, hello, good old phone lines. Especially if you're in the part of Florida. I've found over the years, Louis, that basically Florida is a vast wasteland when it comes to technology. Simple phone lines. When I had connections with people who worked here on this program from Florida, they were always bad. Always bad. All right, anyway, meanwhile.
Well, a lot of our wiring is underground. And
yes.
You don't go but 8-10 inches and you're in water.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
right.
Just a problem here. And I don't know why they just can't get around that.
Yeah. Got to get rid of the water. Have to drain Florida. All right. So Chef Louis DeAngelis comes to us courtesy of his experience as a fixer. One of the things Louis does is he gets hired by restaurants to fix their menu, to fix their policies. If a restaurant's not doing well, Mom and Pa Kettle will call up Louis. He'll come down, look over what's going on, and pretty much in a short order will come up. He's not a short order cook, but he's figured out how to make restaurants better. I saw something that I thought, when I read it, I thought this would be something Louis wouldn't allow to happen. Because it's not just about the food, it's about how you run the restaurant. There's a sushi restaurant in Northern Virginia that's getting heat because they've decided not to allow children to come into the restaurant. Now,
oh, my God.
On first blush, that seems kind of horrible. But the other side of the argument is sushi can be very dangerous. Sushi is uncooked fish. So let's say you're younger and you eat this stuff, and your immune system isn't working well, or you don't have the right probiotic or something in your system. Some of the things, the E. coli or whatever may be in the fish, could get in and cause a lot of trouble to a young stomach, right? So maybe they aren't so
crazy. Yeah, but Doug, is it up to the restaurateur or is it up to their parents?
Well, I suppose that's a question and a half. I don't know the answer to that.
That's what it boils down to.
Well, but the restaurateur the restaurateur is going to have an insurance policy, and if he's serving sushi, it's like me serving raw milk on the farm. I'm more liable, so I have to have different and better insurance to cover in case something happens. So maybe that's the case here, yeah?
Well, I would say, but, you know, and don't forget, most of these places that advertise sushi, it's really not sushi. It's vegetables or cooked fish, and it's more of a sashimi. So, you know, everything should be clearly marked. This is this. This is that. If you go to a Chinese buffet, they tell you there's warnings all over the place for eating, raw shellfish, for example.
Yes.
And it's up to the parents. It really is.
You'd like to have thought that it was up to the parents anyway. All right, yeah. Let's get to our recipe. If you go to DougStefan.com, right-hand side of the home page, you see, most of the pages have that right side. Click down till you go just below the Vroom 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 logo. You'll see Chef Louis' picture and his recipe. So let's go through this crazy barbecue sauce that you've put together to make everybody's mouths water.
Well, you know, so many times in the summer now, and it happens to me always, you know, sometimes Saturday or Sunday, and all of a sudden you decide you want to burn something on the grill for dinner.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in my case, it's burning something. Most people, they just grill it. But you look in the fridge and say, but I really want barbecue sauce, and I don't have one. Well, now you can make one very simply at home. It takes a half an hour. And in this case, the base to it is crushed tomatoes and Dr. Pepper. So it's wise to keep the can of Dr. Pepper in the pantry anyway, because you can make a lot of sauces with it. Don't forget, it's based in prune and other fruit fruit flavors. So it makes a great background. It makes a great bouquet for a sauce. And when you take it and you crush tomatoes and garlic and dark brown sugar and a couple other items, this is like 7 ingredients, and you cook it. If you cook it for 10 to 15 minutes, it makes a nice mopping sauce. It's very loose. You cook it for a half hour, 35 minutes, and it's a thick barbecue sauce that you can either use it as a sauce or you can use it as a dip. You can use it as anything. It works on all kinds of meats. It works on vegetables, and it's just a great 1-2-3 barbecue sauce you make yourself.
All right, get that recipe, Dr. Pepper, tomatoes, sugar, orange juice, Worcestershire sauce, cloves of garlic, that kind of stuff, and enjoy cooking up something that will probably be pretty tasty. I don't know how much good it is for you, but it will be tasty. Chef Louis is pretty tasty in and of himself, and so he's here helping us out enjoy the summertime here, and good day.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Audio-Technica dynamic handheld mics, just $19. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
You ever seen a snail race against any car? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $69.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive to appliances. Go for details on the balance of 28 through 77 gas dryer price, higher optional pedestal sold separately.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
You've met him before.
Yes.
Mandrake Kirby. A little weird. Good doctor, but for example, you go in and he asks you to undress. He chills a bottle of white wine and puts on Ravel's Bolero. And then if you have trouble, you know, filling that little bottle.
Yeah.
If you have a problem, he joins you.
All right, time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who joins us every week at this time on the Good Day program to overview some of the important medical news of the week. Stress and cancer. There is a link. How does it work? What's the research on this, Ken?
Journal of Cancer Clinical Investigation this week. Doug, we discovered a link between the activation of a stress gene in immune system cells to the spread of breast cancer to other parts of the body. This gene is called ATF3, and it may be the crucial link between stress and cancer, including the major cause of cancer, its spread, or metastasis. Previous public health studies have shown that stress is a risk factor for cancer, but the bottom line from the Journal of Clinical Investigation is relax and you'll be healthier.
Right. Don't worry. Be happy. Right?
Absolutely.
Food news. Broccoli. Arthritis go together like love and marriage.
They sure do. Out of arthritis and rheumatism this week, medical journal, a compound, it's found in broccoli. It could be key to preventing or slowing the progress of the most common form of arthritis. Sulforaphane, it slows down the destruction of cartilage and joints, Doug, associated with osteoarthritis, the type of wearing out arthritis that's so common. Mice fed a diet rich in the compound, they had significantly less cartilage damage and osteoarthritis than those that were not. Sulforaphane is released when eating cruciferous vegetables such as Brussels sprouts, cabbage, but particularly broccoli.
Broccoli, good for you. Broccoli, good. Green vegetables, good. All right, a girl, remember talking about this a month or so ago, had the lung transplants. She was the one who sued because the hospital, or Catherine Sebelius or some moron in Washington, said you can't have a transplant, and she finally did get the lung transplants. And what's her status?
This is a happy story out of Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, where I went to medical school. An 11-year-old Pennsylvania girl whose parents filed a lawsuit challenging national transplant policies, Doug, so she could receive two lung transplants, was released from the hospital this past Tuesday. The girl, Sarah Merneghan, underwent an operation earlier this summer to receive the transplants to treat her because she has cystic fibrosis. What happened was a federal judge cleared the way for the operation in June after her parents sued to stop the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a policy that prevents children under 12 from receiving adult lungs.
Yeah, what a hero. Jesus, the government again. Linda Ronstadt has Parkinson's, and so now she can't sing any longer. She's in a wheelchair. What's her fate?
Linda Ronstadt says she suffers from Parkinson's disease, Doug, which has robbed her ability to sing. The 67-year-old music legend was diagnosed 8 months ago and just can't even sing a note. Parkinson's disease, it's a progressive disorder of the nervous system that affects your movement. You often have speech problems as a result of Parkinson's disease. You may speak softly, quickly, slur, or hesitate before talking. Your speech may be more of a monotone rather than the usual inflections.
Hi, Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a great way for you to keep your teeth white or to get them white. But also, it's pretty good health-wise for your gums. Ken wants to explain the whole story.
Okay, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven Power Swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power Swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of stains on them too. Who doesn't want to have a nice white smile to go with that summer tan? Just don't get too much sun. Call now and try it risk-free.
Here's the number to call, 800-865-7602. And when you mention Dr. Ken, they'll give you a stain-out quick stick, which you can use on the go to clean up your teeth, whiten them up for free. Free. And it's risk-free to try. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. Free shipping, mentioning Dr. Ken as well. Man, there's a lot of benefit to listening to Dr. Ken. Get the Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.